says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Well, let me put my fishing pole down and my whiskey. no, I don't drink. I don't really fish either. This is your Trump Phenomenon radio show host, James Kelso, up here in northern North Dakota on a Friday night, June 16th, 2023. Thank you for joining us in this live program from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. And let's see what the Trump phenomenon has brought us tonight. I'm going to start with a really great message the president just made and put out for all of us on truthsocial.com. So let us begin with that. Also, just to mention the call-in number, 512-248-8252. That's down in the base of the Republic Broadcasting Network, Round Rock, Texas, down near Austin. Now, you're going to love this. The president put it up 7 hours ago. This is what he wanted you to learn, what he wanted us all to hear today.
Virtually everyone is saying that the fake indictment is about election interference and should not have been brought, except Bill Barr, a disgruntled former employee and very weak person and a very, very lazy attorney general, was totally ineffective. What a shame. What a shame.
Okay, now. So he's going to be talking about your and my favorite guy, Bill Barr. And he just lowers the boom on the bar.
Such a waste of time.
Such a waste of human flesh.
He doesn't mean what he's saying. He's just talking misinformation, just like they talk misinformation with the 51 spies. And Barr should have looked into that one, too. Barr's doing it because he hates Trump, because I fired him. It's very simple. I said, give me a letter. I wanted to be nice. He gave me a nice letter, but I fired him. I said, Bill, you're fired. Just give me a letter. He was deathly afraid of the radical left when they said they would impeach him. Maybe I don't blame him, but they impeached me twice and my poll numbers went up. He knows the indictment is total bullshit. He knows it. But he's trying to get even for the fact that he did a lousy job.
I hope you caught that last one there. There's nothing like frank speech, telling it like it is. Let me just play that again, just for my own delectation.
Blame him, but they impeached me twice and my poll numbers went up. He knows the indictment is total bullshit. He knows it. But he's trying to get even for the fact that he did a lousy job. Turn off Fox News when that gutless guy is on. I watch him sitting there and pontificating, sometimes with other rhinos that are almost as bad, like a very stupid person named John Bolton. Mick Mulvaney, who's got nothing going, absolutely nothing. They pay these people a lot of money to say bad things about Trump. It's an incredible thing. But I watch Barr sitting back. He could have done so much. Instead, he's a coward. He was a coward. He didn't do the job he was put there to do. He was so afraid of being impeached. We can't have people like that in our party. We have to get rid of the rhinos and the weak ones, because we're fighting the communists. We're fighting the Marxists, the fascists. We're fighting some very bad people.
Now, I hope that when he said it softly, but I hope it sounded loud in your brain. We can't let people like this, Bill Barr, remain in the Republican Party. Donald Trump is throwing down the gauntlet. And of course, all of those rhinos out there, like my congressman, turns out my congressman is a rhino. He's voting to exempt Schiff from any discipline or rebuke. Kelly Armstrong, who would have thunk? Here in North Dakota, my Republican congressman, a youngish guy, is a rhino. And my two senators are rhinos. And my governor, Burgum, is a rhino. These people really infested. They got into the Republican Party hierarchy before Trump. They have infested the Republican Party. To them can be attributed Donald Trump's, the steal of the election from Donald Trump in 2020. Had these rhinos not done their dirty work, Trump would have won in spite of the steal. They wouldn't have had enough millions of fake votes to steal the election were it not for the rhinos.
People that hate our country, people that don't want borders, they want everybody to come in no matter where, from the prisons, they want them to come in from mental institutions. They don't want energy independence. They want high taxes. They want high interest rates. These people want to destroy our country, and we've got to win. So 2024, that's our chance. If we don't do it then, we're never going to get it done. I believe it's the end of our country. Thank you very much.
Okay, now that one, I hope that one didn't slip by you. And he's talking very softly now, and I can't even get the volume up on that enough to where it belongs for playing this. I'll try turning it up, but I'm going to play this at least one more time. Donald Trump is dead serious here. He means every syllable of what he's saying. So let's listen to it one more time. This is important.
Absolutely nothing. They pay these people a lot of money to say bad things about Trump. It's an incredible thing. But I watch Barr sitting back. He could have done so much. Instead, he's a coward. He was a coward. He didn't do the job he was put there to do. He was so afraid of being impeached. We can't have people like that in our party. We have to get rid of the rhinos and the weak ones, because we're fighting the communists. We're fighting the Marxists, the fascists. We're fighting some very bad people, people that hate our country, people that don't want borders. They want everybody to come in no matter where, from the prisons. They want them to come in from mental institutions. They don't want energy independence. They want high taxes. They want high interest rates. These people want to destroy our country, and we've got to win. So 2024, that's our chance. If we don't do it then, we're never going to get it done. I believe it's the end of our country. Thank you very much.
Whew. I believe it's the end of our country. 2024, that's our chance. If we don't get it done then, it's the end of our country. Wow. That's That's Armageddon. If we don't get it done then, 2024, that's our chance. If we don't get it done then, that's the end of our country. Now, folks, it's 2023, the middle of. 2024 is 6 months away. We don't get it done in 2024. That's the end of our country. And when was the last time in your life, when did anyone as important as Donald Trump say that about a year from now, that could be the end of our country? That's never happened for any of us. So everything has to go into that context. Everything we're doing, saying, it all fits into that 35,000-foot view from Donald Trump, the big picture. That's the end of our country. I may come back to that audio segment there. That's so, you know, there are audio segments that are, or there are statements from the president that are, you know, of humongous importance, like that one, than others that are just very important, and then on down the hierarchy. But that statement right there, that's at the top. All right, let's listen to, now, today the president has put up just a fusillade of posts, video clips. Here's one that he put up right after the one we just heard. Right after that, he put this up. He linked this from Jesse Waters on Fox, who may be one of the holdouts, the few remaining patriotic personalities on the Fox operation.
Answering questions can be hard.
Is your daddy a fireman?
He's probably big. Is he a wrestler?
Is he a basketball coach?
No.
What's the matter?
I have a headache.
It might be a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
But there's no such thing as a dumb question. At least that's how the saying goes. Joe doesn't get that.
Why did the FBI use that question? Why is that seriously applied? Why did they actually give that question?
It's actually a great question. It's a question every single reporter should be asking. Because before we even knew Joe Biden was the big guy, before we even had the laptop, a Ukrainian businessman told an FBI informant that he bribed the big guy $5 million. He used the phrase the big guy when Joe was VP, years before the nickname went public. And tonight we're learning the big guy was throwing his weight around. This alleged $5 million bribe wasn't so much of a bribe. It was more of a shakedown by the big guy, Joe Biden. He was shaking down the Ukrainian.
Now, by the way, Congressman Comer, who has been breaking this story in his congressional committee about the $5 million shakedown, he says the evidence he currently have is that the total, he has evidence of $30 million of shakedown, not just $5 million. $5 million is plenty enough, but he says we've got $30 million.
Federalist is reporting that Biden coerced the Ukrainian to pay the bribe. The big guy was strong-arming a Ukrainian energy company to wire him cash. The Ukrainian told the FBI informant he hid the payments, never directly paid Joe, just hid it in a maze of shell companies and said it would take at least 10 years to follow the money back to Biden. Well, it's been about 10 years. The new question is this: is Joe Biden still making good on the bribe? We know he fired the prosecutor, but the FBI document said the bribe was more like a retainer agreement, you know, $5 million for Joe Biden's future services, which is interesting because Joe Biden continues to serve Ukraine. Vice President Joe Biden was allegedly paid $5 million by Ukraine, and now President Biden is sending $75 billion to Ukraine. And no one has any idea where the money is. No one's been accounting for it. How's that for a return on your investment? It's almost like Joe Biden is on the hook for Ukraine funding. He doesn't care because it's not his money, it's your money. Now, what's making Ukraine nervous is the next election, because the 2016 election made Ukraine really nervous. Ukraine got so nervous after Trump was elected in 2016, they were worried Trump was going to find out about the Biden payoff. That's why they had the insurance policy. The Ukrainians told the FBI informant that they had tapes of Joe Biden talking business and tapes of Hunter, 17 tapes total. Does the FBI have the tapes? Does the CIA have the tapes? And is someone about to wind up dead? These alleged tapes of Joe Biden cutting corrupt deals with Ukraine could be the key to the next election.
Okay, that was something he just said. And is somebody about to end up dead? Waters gets it.
And whoever has these tapes, physically has the tapes, holds all the power. This would explain our theory that the FBI has been blackmailing Joe Biden. It also explains why Joe Biden must be protected and reelected in order to keep the tapes quiet and the money flowing.
Oh, now I forgot to introduce this tape. Where did I find this and why am I playing it? Okay, it's sitting on Donald Trump's truthsocial.com channel, posted right after that amazing Trump statement that we just heard, that that would be the end of America, the end of our country, he said. This was brought to my attention by, I think, our time's greatest reporter, Donald John Trump.
Remember, politics is all about money, who has it and where they're spending it. So isn't it interesting that this bribe document and the alleged existence of tapes is coming out now? And why exactly did this FBI informant come out right now?
This is one of our highest paid, most trusted, most respected, most effective FBI informants in the whole bureau.
Now, that's James Comer, U.S. Congressman, head of the committee that now has, crucially, has the jurisdiction and the sources to nail the Biden crime family and the DNC Communist Party. Conspiracy to destroy our country. Will Comer deliver? So far, looks pretty good. We're still at the level of talk. He's told Christopher Wray, FBI director, we will file a contempt of Congress motion against you if you don't give us the FBI document that which you have now admitted that you have in your possession. If you don't turn that over to us, the document in which the shakedown of the Ukrainians by Joe Biden is documented and proved.
So if that's the case, then why didn't the FBI ever investigate any of these bribery claims with Joe Biden? This informant's been paid over $200,000 from the FBI. We believe this informant may also work for potentially the CIA. And this informant has been around since the Obama administration. They have used this informant's testimony in other cases that they have been involved in around the world. So this is a very valuable person to the FBI.
So there's an FBI-CIA overlap with the informant. And the guy goes all the way back to Obama? Bill Biden's getting squeezed.
We'll be right back after this message.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
We're back, folks.
Nobody seemed to know.
Big Bad Donald John Trump, that is. Listening to Jesse Waters, who is a vestige, a holdout, a remnant from the Tucker Carlson days at Fox, and probably his days probably numbered. Tucker Carlson made a very interesting statement in episode number 4. I'm making a big deal out of this because I think it is a huge deal. He's done 4 episodes of Tucker on Twitter. They are all headed to or have surpassed 100 million views. He threw this off yesterday in the number 4 episode. He was talking about people that are getting fired at Fox in the aftermath of the Tucker firing. And he just used this phrase. He said, the women who run Fox fired this guy. This is the guy who ran the Chiron that said, described Joe Biden as a wannabe dictator. They fired him within like 30 minutes of his running the Chiron, the subtitle. And that was his job, to type up Chirons as the news went across the screen. But Tucker said he was fired, and then he added this little twist. He didn't mention Rupert Murdoch or James or Lachlan Murdoch, who I have always assumed ran the network they largely own, News Corporation, Fox News. He said, Tucker said, the women who run Fox fired this guy within minutes. Wow. He didn't elaborate, but he's saying something about Fox. He obviously has particular people who are women in mind who run Fox. Interesting. That deserves elaboration at some future time. What is Tucker talking about there? All right, let's go back to his compadre, former compadre at Fox, Jesse Waters.
Between the classified documents special counsel investigation and the Ukraine bribe tapes, people a lot bigger than the big guy are putting the squeeze on the president. James Comer says this is a very tightly controlled operation.
Now, let me go back to the last thing that Jesse Waters said. There's some real hammers being dropped here. It's worth remembering what he said. This was very insightful by Jesse Waters. I wrote it down. Get the exact words. He said, Joe Biden is getting squeezed. Wow. So think about that. Kind of obvious, isn't it? As the nose on your face. He did a shakedown of Ukrainian oligarchs for numerous millions of dollars when he was vice president under Obama. Now, they have the tapes. We've heard about these tapes, 17 tapes of Biden and his son colluding in the shakedown. Well, now Jesse Waters says, well, the bill has come due. Joe Biden is sending not $70 billion, it's over $100 billion to Ukraine. So what do you conclude? Joe Biden is getting squeezed. The people holding those tapes are squeezing Joe Biden. Aha. Money is no concern for Joe Biden. Notice that he is almost alone on earth as someone this fanatically ready to shovel unlimited quantities of money at the Ukrainians. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is... Maybe they've got him on a squeeze, too. Rishi Sunak is giving Joe Biden a run for the money for the most fanatical Russia hater. Back to Jesse Waters.
What my sources in the FBI tell me is that whether it's the FBI, the DOJ, or the IRS, anything pertaining to Joe Biden or his family, they were told to stand down. So the people in the FBI didn't even know about the shell companies the Bidens had or the money laundering the Bidens had until I had my press conference about 6 weeks ago.
So the Joe Biden operation's been siloed. It's need to know at the FBI and the CIA.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
The Moody Blues. Now we're going to go back to Jesse Waters, but you know, during the break I was looking at something. I've been engaging in my peeing to Tucker Carlson for the last 48 hours, and it continues. And what is the reaction of the left to Tucker Carlson? The communists. They are cranking the screws down. His episode one, now this all happened in 1 week. Episodes 1, 2, 3, and 4, 4 being released yesterday, Thursday. Now, I looked at the views according to Twitter, the number of views for each of those 4 episodes. Now, folks, Tucker, he's in what you would call a exponential growth curve. Or he should be, let's put it that way. He belongs in an exponential growth curve. What he's just done requires that. But that's not happening. Somebody is suppressing the exponential growth curve. It's not even an arithmetic growth curve. It is a token growth curve. So we are led to believe by Twitter, with their current statistics on each of the episodes, they show how many views each episode has. According to Twitter, episode number one, since I last checked, 48 hours ago, it had 117.3 million views. 48 hours later, it has 117.7 million views. We are asked to believe that this video, which just shot through the 100 million view barrier from nowhere, with no publicity, no promotion, well, almost none, then subsequently has only grown by a paltry 400,000 views. Folks, that's a lie. All right. Episode 2, according to Twitter, has grown in the last 48 hours from 58 million views to 58.4. Another 400,000 increase. Paltry. Obviously manipulated. Either that view total is wrong, or they have throttled the search access to Tucker such that his shows don't turn up for people. Episode number three in that same 48-hour period has gone up 3 million views from 92 and change to 96. Also, pathetically impossible. And episode four, which was just a mind-boggling show yesterday, we played the whole thing, we're led to believe that unlike episodes one, two, and three, which shot up to the 100 million view range very quickly, for some strange reason, the best show of all, the fourth episode, building on those three prior 100 million and more view shows, in its first 24 hours only has 23 million views. What happened to Tucker? What happened to that huge audience? All those people that were just as you were and I am amazed at episodes 1, 2, and 3, we really want to hear episode 4, and I'm really want to hear episode 5. We know that that audience out there, they were very eager to hear episode 4. So it wasn't 23 million, which is what we're told at this time. We're told that 23 million people have seen episode 4. This is blatant suppression. This, doesn't it look as if they took a few days to get themselves organized, to get up off the ground and dust themselves off and figure out how they're going to fake this, how they're going to lie, how the great deceiver will once again deceive and lie about Tucker Carlson this time? All right, let's go back to Jesse Waters. And I'll tell you, episode 5, I'll bet you a dollar to a donut, It will have come out by Monday. We'll have it on this show. You can count on it. Let's go to Jesse Waters. I took my eye off the. Okay, here it is. It's in Trump's channel.
The Biden family's been an intelligence op for at least a decade. Remember, Donald Trump wanted to close the border, take on the cartels, start a trade war with China, and settle things down with Russia. This was bad for business for the most powerful people in the world. And Joe Biden was the perfect person to plant in the White House and stop it all. Notice the shift since Biden's election. Open border, stand down with China, proxy war with Russia. The cheap labor, the China trade, the Ukrainian war machine. This isn't some small real estate deal like Whitewater in the 90s. We're talking tens of millions of dollars.
How much have you identified of the money he's taken in? for foreign
assets? We have more bank records coming in, but we're going to exceed $10 million this week, and I think we'll get up between $20 and $30 million.
Whoa! Joe Biden's a money laundering operation for foreign nationals and American intelligence. That's it. He's an empty suit, and he's the perfect president for this. His age gives him an excuse to lay low. He's a Democrat, so the press leaves him alone. And he keeps the population distracted with nasty racial accusations and spends trillions of dollars. And the Fed chair just keeps printing it. Joe says nobody F's with a Biden because it's true. That's why Joe Biden laughs off questions about his corruption. He knows he's untouchable. It's mostly dumb luck. He's stupid. His greedy family has just bungled their way into the FBI's radar. But now the Bidens don't have much freedom to move. They move when they're told to. They do what they're told to. That's why the Hunter investigation's frozen for 5 years. That's why the special counsel investigation doesn't leak. And that's why the bribe tapes dropped. It's a warning shot to Joe. We own you. It's a warning shot to everybody. We own everybody. You don't think American intelligence has tapes on everybody? You don't think they have your texts, your emails, your phone calls? If you're a player, then there's dirt. You either play or you get played. This has always been about look the other way. Don't look here. Look at that guy.
Trump and his emissaries have sought repeatedly to extort the existential fears of Ukrainian leaders for political advantage. What Trump did in Ukraine was to carry out a secret policy for his own personal political benefit in the hope that he wouldn't have to face me, a corrupt scheme with an additional helping of corruption and self-dealing on the side. Classic Trump.
Classic Biden. Accuse the other guy of what you're guilty of.
That was amazing. I mean, did you savor that? This man is clearly, you know, an inverted being. He's an inside-out being. He described his own actions and then attributed them to exactly his actions, and then attributed them baselessly, completely fictitiously to his opponent. Amazing.
And the press runs with it. I gave a eulogy at the Grand Wizard's funeral, but Trump's the real racist. Joe Biden did the same thing with Trump's tax returns.
I have not taken a single penny from any country whatsoever, ever. Number one. Number two, this is a president. I have released all of my tax returns. 22 years. Go look at them. 22 years of my tax return. You have not released a single solitary year of your tax return.
Now, again, just completely lying. The audio you're hearing is Joe Biden at the October 2020 presidential debate before the fateful stealing of the election in November, a month later, or a few weeks later, in November of 2020. Remember that debate? He's looking at Trump, who's on the stage with him, just lying like a rug.
What are you hiding? What's going on here? Why don't release your tax return or stop talking about corruption?
Now, when Joe starts asking about Trump's tax returns, that tells me I got to look at Joe's tax returns, and we did. So what's Joe hiding? Because I'm not an accountant, but something caught my eye on his taxes. Joe claims he made $15 million between 2017 and 2019, right after he was VP. He says he made $11 million from his book and Jill's book, and the rest from a dozen or so speaking events. But here's the thing. We have to take Joe Biden's word for it. His tax returns don't actually show $15 million coming in from book deals and speeches. Joe funneled $15 million through a tax loophole. He used an accounting trick, and $15 million appeared in a tax shelter. We're just supposed to believe that the big guy says the money's from books and speeches. I mean, the guy's a plagiarist who can barely talk, and we're supposed to believe 15 mil is from books and speeches? Shouldn't Joe Biden release his entire tax return from his S corporations, Celtic, Capri, and Jacopa? Because he's been lying about money this whole time. Why should we suddenly take him at his word now?
Very good. Very good. Now that was put up, that clip was selected, composed by Donald Trump, and framed by Donald Trump, and put up on truthsocial.com today, Friday, June 16th. And there is a whole, you could spend your whole day just taking in the material Donald Trump has put up in just one day on Truth Social. And that's without even going, branching off into the other, you know, for instance, I'll go up here to my top of my page.
To my client.
My top of my page at Truth Social. And I've got the Gateway Pundit as one of my Truth Social favorites posters. Dan Bongino, Sebastian Gorka, Dinesh D'Souza. Now, I don't even have time to go to all of these brilliant people. Charlie Kirk, Kash Patel, Donald J. Trump Jr., Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's among my favorites there. Let's see here. Judicial Watch. Babylon Bee, one of my favorites. Representative Matt Gaetz. I don't have time to on beautiful, incredible stuff, brilliant stuff is being put up by all of these extraordinary patriots. One of my favorites is Revolver.News, Darren Beatty. I'm trying to read the abbreviations of names. Jim Jordan, Maria Bartiromo, Stephen Miller, Donald Trump's former speechwriter and one of his top aides. I hope he's still writing speeches for Donald Trump. Stephen Miller. Project Veritas. Now, that name has to be changed because Project Veritas incredibly kicked James O'Keefe, the founder, originator of Project Veritas, kicked him out because some neocons, some rhinos, got into his board of directors. New Tang Dynasty, NTD. That is the Chinese Patriots. And that's kind of an obscure reference. They have the three-letter acronym NTD. It stands for New Tang Dynasty. It's just a reference to a classical moment of flowering in Chinese civilization long ago, and the Chinese patriots of today make reference to that as an idyllic time to which they wish to return, at least a period of honor to which they wish China to return. Who else is in my list of favorites here? Wayne Allen Root. And, well, there you go. That's just some of what's there. And I can't even keep track of just Donald Trump. Let me go back to him. And let me see when his most recent post. So while I was yakking away, he was... Wait a minute. No, he wasn't posting. Let me go back to... Robert Malone, one of my favorites. Let me go back to Donald Trump, though. Where did he go? There's so much here. All right, and hit refresh. See if he's put up something in the last few minutes. And here's one. The president puts this up. This is a new poll. The Harvard-Harris poll, not a right-wing thing, wouldn't you say? So this is, an admission against interest. This is a left-wing poll coming out with the numbers I'm about to share with you, given to us by Donald Trump. And imagine what the true numbers are, if this is how bad it is viewed to the left-wing lens. I'll give you those numbers in just a moment after this break. Stay tuned.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
All right, we're back, folks. Now, I'm going to end with a three-minute clip. This is Donald Trump talking about Tucker Carlson in his 4 episodes so far released. Here's what the president says. He's watching Tucker, and he is loving what Tucker is saying. Here's Trump.
Tucker Carlson, a very good guy, is exactly right. The number one reason the totally corrupt Biden administration and the sick Washington establishment are after me is because I stand up to their failed foreign policy agenda. The one thing Washington cannot forgive is that I put America first, always put America first. I could never help it. I have to do that in order to make America great again. I reject their foolish and disastrous foreign wars, their horrific globalist trade deals, their open border catastrophes, their corruption of our intelligence system, and it's never been more corrupt, and all of the other betrayals of the American people. Most recently, the warmongers, globalists, and deep staters are absolutely livid that I refuse to bend the knee to their next endless war in Ukraine. I want peace. They want money and they want conflict, even if it means walking us into the brink of World War III, which frankly it is doing, and it's doing it rapidly. I want people to stop dying. I want to end that war. I'll end that war between those two countries in 24 hours. It won't even take that long. I will get the war ended. I'll stop all of those lives from being wasted and lost. And there'll be no more bombing of Ukraine. There'll be no more bombing of Russia. And everybody will be happy. That's why, despite the massive criminality and corruption of the Clintons, the Bidens, the Obamas, and all the rest, none of them ever get indicted or ever get investigated. They're totally protected by a fake and disgusting system. But I did everything right, and the system tries to throw me right into a jail. They can't beat me at the ballot box, so they're out there trying to take me out by other means, anything they can think of. These people don't love our country. As I've said before, if I renounce my beliefs or if I stayed silent, the persecution would stop. If I didn't run for office or if I wasn't leading by a lot, it would all end and end very nicely. I'd have a much easier life. But I can't do that and I won't do that. The fact is that we're leading by a lot because they're doing a bad job. We're leading Ron DeSantis by 40 points and we're leading Joe Biden by 10, 11, 12, by a lot. I'm going to take on all of the forces that are trying to destroy this country, and I'm going to win for you. On November 5th, 2024, justice will be done. Thank you very much.
Well, they're good timing, engineer. Thank you very much, Mr. President. And we're done for today and this week on the Trump Phenomenon Show. Undoubtedly, much will happen between now and Monday. So be sure to return Monday, and we'll bring you up to date on the latest amazing, phenomenal events of the Trump phenomenon. See you on Monday.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.